Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin the final part in the Hakdam of the Mishnah Torah, the introduction to the Rambam's magna opus, the Mishnah Torah, good describing this Yada Chazaka, the 14 different Svarim that are calibrated based on the different halachas that are all from the Targ Mitzvahs, and to understand how the division is of the Svarim that the Rambam is going to open up in the next session with Mada, beginning with the beginning. Now we're ending off this introduction, which we're up to Sefer Yud, describing the 14 different Svarim of the Mishnah Torah. Sefer Tahara, the Book of Purity, which the halachas are 8, this is their order. The laws of the impurity from a dead person, the laws of the red heifer, which is to purify one from the tumah of mess, the laws of tumah from tzaras, the laws of things which contaminate by the things that they lay on or what they sit on, the laws of other primary categories of tumah, the laws of the tumah of food items, the laws of vessels as it applies to tumah, and the laws of the purifying waters of a mikveh. So hechas tumas mes, the laws of the tumas mes, mitzvah say achas, there's one positive commandment, v'idum tumas mes, and that's the halacha of the tumah that comes from a dead person. Hechas paradim, the laws of the red heifer, yesh b'chon shtei mitzvah say, in the category there's two positive commandments, these are the specific rishonim, number one, din paradim, the law that there is of the red heifer, and shni, number two, din tumas meni, the batarosan, the laws of the impurity and the purification of these purifying waters that are sprayed from the ash of the paradim. Hechas tumas ras, the laws of the impurity from tzaras. Yesh b'chlon shmeinah mitzvahs. In the category, there's 8 mitzvahs. Shesh mitzvahs say, 6 positive commandments. Shtei mitzvahs lo say, and there are 2 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alf number 1, l'hoyres b'tzaras adam, to rule regarding the tzaras on the person, kedina akaz b'terah, according to the laws that are written in the Torah. Number 2, beiz, shleyokat simon tumah, not to cut off the signs of tumah b'tzaras. Gimel number 3, shleygalei chanesek, not to shave off the hair of the bald spot that there is in the Negev Tzaras. Dal number 4, Shayi HaMetzer Mefusim Bekriz Begad, that the Metzer should be well known with his torn garments, Uprius Reishai, and his hair grown long, Vatial Safam, and that he has his cloak all the way over his face towards until his lips. Hey number 5, Taras Tzaras, the purification of Tzaras. Vav number 6, Shigalecha Metzer is called Sa'orik Shayita, the Metzer should shave off all his hair when he purifies himself. Zayin number 7, Din Tzaras HaBegit, the laws of Tzaras on the garment. And Ches number 8, Din Tzaras HaBayis, laws of Tzaras when it's on a house. The laws of things that contaminate by the things that they lay on and that they sit on. Which yesh b'chlom arba mitzvah say in the category there's 4 positive commandments. These are the specifics. Alf number 1, din tumas nida, the laws of impurity comes from a menstruating woman. Beis number 2, din tumas yoled, the laws of a tumah of a woman gave birth. Gimel number 3, din tumas zavah, the laws of tumah from a woman who also menstruates but a certain type of combination, becoming a zavah. And dal number 4, din tumas zav, the laws of tumah from the male discharge from his male organ, also having a unique halacha of zav. Hichashar avasatumas, the laws of other primary categories of tumah. Yesh b'chlol and shalosh mitzvahs to say. In the category, there's 3 positive commandments. These are the specifics. Av number 1, din tumas nevel, laws of tumah of the dead animal. Beis number 2, din tumas shes, the laws of tumah of certain specific types of dead insects. Gimel number 3, din tumas shechvazer, the laws of tumah of semen. Avodizara metam v'kasherot, and idolatry contaminates like a dead insect. Where v'tumas from David's but it's tumas from rabbinic law. The laws of tuma of food items, mitzvah se'achas, one positive commandment. V'idun tumas mashkin v'chon, that's the laws of tuma of food items and beverages, v'chshegen, and their vulnerability to tuma. Hechaskeim, the laws of vessels. In the halachas, the idea of these halachas is laid the kelim shebekalim tuma to know the vessels that contract tuma mikol elu tumas for all these tumas that we mentioned before. The kelim she'in mistamim, and the vessels that do not become tummy. And the ketzim mistamim, kelim mitamim, and how do vessels become tummy and contaminate other things? Hechas mikvah is the laws of the mikvahs, which misses the achas, one positive commandment, v'hi she'it will call tamay b'mei mikvah, and that's to immerse anything that becomes tamay in the purifying waters of the gathered mikvah waters, v'achach yitar, and then the thing becomes tar. Nimtzu comes out called mitzvah, nechalos b'seh b'zeh, all the mitzvahs are included in this seif of tahara, our esrim are 20, mehen shmoyne esrei mitzvah seh, from them there's 18 positive commandments, u'shtei mitzvah seh, and 2 negative prohibitions. Yod Aleph, Sefer Nezakim, the 11th Sefer, the Book of Damages. There are 5 halachas, this is their order. Hilchas Niskei Mammon, the laws of monetary damages. Hilchas Genevah, the laws of theft. Hilchas Gezeil Veid, the laws of robbery and of a lost item. Hilchas Chevel Mazik, the laws of someone who damages and causes injury. Hilchas Ritzeh, Shmiras Nefesh, the laws of a murderer and that of protecting a life. So Hilchas Niskei Mammon, the laws of monetary damages, meaning when one's money damages. Yesh b'chlon arba mitzvahs say, in the category there's 4 positive commandments. These are the specifics. Aleph number 1, din asher, the laws of when his ox damages. Beis number 2, din ahever, the laws of when his ox or whatever animal uses its teeth to consume someone else's property. Gimel number 3, Din HaBer, the laws of the pit. And Dal number 4, Din HaBer, the laws of fire that consumes and causes damage. Hechaz Gidneva, the laws of theft. Yesh B'chol and Sheva Mitzvahs. In the category, the 7 commandments. Shtei Mitzvahs, say 2 positive commandments. Chomesh Mitzvahs, let's say, and 5 negative prohibitions of Zeprot. And these are the specifics. Av number 1, Shalili Givim Mammon, not to steal money. Beis number 2, Din HaGan, what's the law of the thief? Gimel number 3, Letzadik HaMaznayim HaMashkolas, to justify, to do righteous scales with their weights. Dal number 4, Shalayasa Ovel B'Midas HaMashkolas, not to do any perversion with the measurements and with the weights. Hey, number 5, Shalayil Odom Evan V'Evan Efa Efa. A person should not have different types of stone, different types of measurements, Avabishen L'Kerch V'Nizmim, even if he doesn't use to do business with, but the fact that they're off is not something a lot to even hold on to. Love number 6, Shalayasa Gvul, not to push past someone's boundaries. And Zion, number 7, Shleiligdom in the Fasha, is not to kidnap. Hilchas Gezeil Vavei, the laws of robbery and of lost items. Yesh B'chol and Sheva Mitzvahs in the category of the 7 commandments. Shtei Mitzvahs, say, 2 positive commandments, V'chamesh Mitzvahs, let's say, and 5 negative prohibitions. And these are their specifics. Av number 1, Shleiligzol, not to rob. Beis number 2, Shleilashik, not to hold back someone else's money. Gimel number 3, Shleilachmoid, not to covet. Dal number 4, Shleilachmoid, not to desire. Hey, number 5, Shleilachmoid, not to desire. To return what the one robbed. Vav number 6, Shleis Alman Aveda, not to turn a blind eye from someone's lost object. And Zayin number 7, Lahash Aveda, to return the lost object. Chachaschav Lamazi, the laws of injury and of damaging, which mitzvah se'ach is one positive commandment. He didn't chavil bechaver, this is someone who injures his friend, or imazik mam chaver, or damages his friend's money. The laws of murder and of safeguarding a life. Yesh b'chlon sheva esrei mitzvahs in the category of the 17 commandments. Sheva mitzvahs say 7 positive commandments. Esrei mitzvahs let's say and 10 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, shalei l'ritzach, not to murder. Beis number 2, shalei l'ikach koifel nefesh ritzach, not to take atonement money, redemption money for the life of the murderer. Eliyumas rather he has to be executed. Gimel number 3, lahaglis ritzach b'shgaga, that someone who killed by mistake has to go into exile. Dal number 4, shalei l'ikach koifel mukhib gol, not to take redemption money for someone who is obligated in exile. Hey number 5, shalei yumas ritzach kashirtzach, not to execute the murderer when he killed the kudim amid b'din before he went through a court case. Vav number 6, Lahasla Nidav, to save the one who's being pursued, Benafsha Shalaradiv, with the life of the one who's trying to pursue him. You'll have to kill the pursuer. Zion number 7, Shalaloch Shalaradiv, not to have compassion on the pursuer. Ches number 8, Shalaram Adam, not to stand idly while someone else's blood is being spilled. Test number 9, Lahafish Armikla, to separate cities of refuge, Ulchavan Landerach, and to focus people with direction how to get there when they're killed by mistake. Yud number 10, La'arafes Egla Menachal, to decapitate the calf in by the raging stream when you find a dead body, you don't know who killed him. Yud Alf number 11, Shalei Ovid by Sekarka, not to work on that land, Bolitizarein, should not be planted ever again. Yud Beis number 12, Shalosim Domim, not to place something that could cause someone's blood to be spilled in your area. Yud Gimel number 13, Lasimaka, to make a fence on the roof that one should not fall off. Yud Alf 14, Shalayach Shaltam Bedav, not to cause a stumbling for someone that's innocent regarding something. Tezvav 15, Lifrik Emish and Nichshal Baderach, to help unload someone that stumbled on the road. Yudvav 16, Litan Imoit, to help him load up. Yudzayin 17, Shalei Yonicha Baderach, Nivol B'Masayin, not to leave him on the road, confounded with his load, V'yelechlein, just leave him, you have to help him out. Nimtzu Kol HaMitzvahs and Nachlot B'Sefer Zeh, comes out all the commandments that are included in this Sefer of Nizakim, Sheish U'Shleishim are 36, Mehen Sheish Esri Mitzvah Sefer, from then there are 16 positive commandments, the Esri Mitzvah Leisei, and there are 20 negative prohibitions. Yudbeis, Sefer number 12, Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions. Chalchos of Chamish, the Halachas are 5. Zeh Sedur, this is their order. Hechaz Mechir, the laws of sales. Hechaz Zechir Matan, the laws of meriting and of gifts. Hechaz Chen, the laws of neighbors. Hechaz Shluchim, the laws of agents and of partners. And Hechaz Aban, the laws of slaves. Hechaz Mechir, the laws of sales. Yesh B'chol Chamish Mitzvah, in the category, there's 5 commandments. Achas Mitzvah, say, 1 positive commandment. V'abi Mitzvah, let's say, and you have 4 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, Din Mekach Memka, the laws of business dealings. Beis number 2, Shlo Yoin B'Mekach Memka, not to cheat when you're doing buying or selling. Gimel number 3, Shlo Yoin B'Dvarim, not to cheat someone with words, hurtful words. Val number 4, Shlo Yoin Ger Tzedek B'Mayne, not to cheat a righteous convert with his money. And hey, number 5, Shlo Yoin B'Dvarim, not to hurt him with words. Laws of meriting and of gifts. In the idea of these halachas are laid the din zechem nefkin to know the law when someone merits something from what's onulus. Hey chikna, how could he acquire? Ubamei yikna, with what could he acquire? V'din eis matan laws of someone who's giving a gift. Makabel someone receives a gift. Veiz matan chazet, which gift has to be given back? Veiz ein chazet, which does not have to be given back. Hechashchein, the laws of neighbors. In Yael Halachas, the idea of these halachas are laid in chilik hakakoyis bein hashutafen, to know the law of the division of properties between partners. V'archokes niske kol echem v'mishcheinoi, and also the distancing of damage each one from his neighbor. Umi balametzah shalein, someone on his boundary. B'din balametzah, and what's the law of the one that's on his boundary? Helcha Shluchim Mishutaf in the laws of agents and the partners. In El Halacha is the idea of this Halacha is a later than Shluchah Shel Adam. To know the Halacha of an agent of a person, Mishutaf and his partner, Mishpatei, and their laws, B'mekacha and B'mekarcha, regarding what they buy and what they sell. We have Seidim Eschachim regarding what they lose and what they gain. Laws of slaves. Yesh b'chol and shleisha tzimitzes. In the category, there's 13 commandments. Chamesh mitzvah say 5 pavis commandments. Ushmein mitzvah say and 8 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1. Din kinya ebed ivri. The law of acquiring a Jewish slave. Beis number 2. Shlei mochem mkeres ebed. He should not be sold away a regular slave is sold. Gimel number 3. Shlei bedin b'ferach. Not to work him with unnecessary harsh labor. Dal number 4. Shlei nir ger toishav libdus b'ferach. Not to let even the resident non-Jew in your neighborhood to work him with unnecessary hard labor if he owns him. Hey, number 5, Shalei Navi by Avodah Zarah, not to work him the type of work that a slave would have to do. Vav number 6, Lahanik Lebetesa Chavshi, to load him up with gifts when he goes out free. Zayin number 7, Shalei Tzarekim, shouldn't go out empty-handed. Ches number 8, Lifter Zamavriya, to redeem the Jewish maidservant. Test number 9, Liada, to marry her. Yud number 10, Shalei Tzimocha, that she shouldn't be sold. Yud Alf number 11, Lavid Be'ed Kenan Lo'ilim, to work with a non-Jewish slave forever. Ilim Ken Hippo Le'adonim Echem Roshay Avodah, unless if the master knocked out one of his primary limbs, then he goes free. Yud Beis 12, Shalei Haske Eved, not to close up, to lock up a slave, Shabarach Mechutz L'Aretz L'Aretz Sol, that fled from his master in Chutz L'Aretz Sol, now let us send him back. Yud Gimel number 13, Shalei L'Hoynes Eved Zeh HaNetz Aleinu, not to go ahead and cheat this slave who was saved by us, by Kamet Eretz Sol, not to go ahead and then abuse him. Nimtzu Kol Mitzah Nechlaz B'Sev Zeh comes out of all the commandments that include in this safe of Kinyan, Shemayna Esri are 18, Sheish Mehen Mitzah Seh, there are 6 of them are positive commandments, Ushtei Mesi Mitzah Leseh, and 12 of them are negative prohibitions. Yud Gimel number 13, Sefer Mishpatim, the book of judgment. Halachot Chamesh, the halachas are 5, Zeh Sidur, and these are their order. Hachashiris, the laws of rental. Hachashel Bekadim, the laws of borrowing and of deposits. Hachas Mavalev, the laws of a lender and the borrower. Hachas Demonit, the laws of the claimant and the defendant. And Hachas Nachalis, the laws of inheritance. Hachashiris, the laws of renting. Yesh Bechlon Shavah Mitzvahs in the category of the 7 commandments. Shosh Mitzvahs say, 3 positive commandments, Rav Mitzvahs say, and 4 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, Din Sacher, the law of the hired laborer. And B'Shem Mesachah is someone who is getting paid to watch for his guardianship. Base number 2, Litin Schar Sachah B'Yemit, to give the wages of the employee, the hired laborer, on the day that he was hired. Gimel number 3, Shlo Yachar Schar Sachah, meaning on the day that he did his work. Gimel number 3, Shlo Yachar Schar Sachah Achar Zmanei, not to delay the wages of the employee after that time. Dal number 4, Shayech LaSachar, that the employee could eat, Minam Chuber, from what's connected, Shayasabai, that he's doing work on. Hey, number 5, Shayech LaSachar, Minam Chuber, but Shalay B'Shas Gemar Malacha, that the employee should not eat from what's connected to the ground if it's not the end of the work process. Bav number 6, Shalayech LaSachar B'Yodai, that the employee should not transport with his hands, Yosam HaShachal, meaning more than what he's going to eat, and I'll put that in his pockets. Zayin number 7, Shalayachsim Shabadisha, not to muzzle the ox when it's threshing, Pechin Shabahima, and so to applies to any other animal. Hechashel B'Kadim, the laws of borrowing and of deposits. Yesh B'Chon Shtei Mitzvah Seh, in the category of 2 positive commandments. Rishon, the first one is Din Hashel, the laws of the one who borrowed something. And Shnei, the second one is Din Shemachin, the one who's watching for free what happens regarding the liability. Hechashel Mavalev, the laws of the lender and the borrower. Yesh B'Chon Shtei Esri Mitzvah Seh, in the category of 12 commandments. Arba Mitzvah Seh, 4 positive commandments. Ushmein Mitzvah Seh, and 8 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, Lahalvis La'Anli B'Mach, to lend money to a poor and to a destitute person. Beis number 2, Shlo Yigas Seh, not to go ahead and press him for the money. Gimel number 3, Lingus is Nachi, to press the money if the borrower is a non-Jew. Dal number 4, Shlo Yimashkin Ba'al Chayt Bezraya, not to take collateral from the debtor forcibly. Hey, number 5, Lahavza Mashkin Bob, to give back the security to the owner, Bezman Shutzokla, at a time when he needs it. Vav number 6, Shlo Yachah Mashkin Bob, but only not to delay the collateral from the poor owner, Be'esh Shutzokla, at a time when he needs it. Zayin number 7, Shlo Yach Ba'al Mona, not to take security from the widow. Ches number 8, Shlo Yach Ba'al Kalim, not to take security vessels, Shayisman Machanefesh, that are needed for making food. Test number 9, Shlo Yit Namava Beribis, one should not give money as a loan on interest. Yud number 10, Shlei Yivah HaLevi B'Ribis, that the borrower should not borrow money on interest. Yud Alf number 11, Shlei Asik Odom, that a person should not be involved between a borrower and lender that are doing it on interest. Lo Yud B'Neim, should not testify between them. Leich Tavishtar, shouldn't write a document. Leich shouldn't be a guarantor. Yud Beis number 12, Lulvis Menanachi, to borrow from a gentle, Ulavvayis B'Ribis, and to lend him on interest. Hechasem Menitin, laws of the claimant and the defendant. Mitzvah Se'ach is one positive commandment. V'hi Din Toyin, that's the laws of the one who's making the claim. Umayda, and if he admits, Akaifer, or denies the claim. Nechaz, laws of inheritance. Mitzvah Se'ach is one positive commandment. V'hi Din Nechaz, that's the halacha of the order of inheritance. Nimtzu comes out, Kol Mitzvah, Nechal B'Sei B'Sei, all the mitzvah are included in this Sefer of Mishpatim. Ashosh V'Esrim are 23. Mehen Achas Esrei Mitzvah Se'ach. From them, there's 11 positive commandments, Ushteim Esri Mitzvah Se'ach, and there are 12 negative prohibitions. And Yudal, the 14th and final of the Svarim of the Yad HaChazakah, Mishnah Torah, Sefer Shef, in the book of Judges, which Hilchos of Chamish, the laws are five. Zeh Sedarim, this are their order. Hilchos Sanhedrin, the laws of the High Court, V'Anoshen HaMasrun Lehem, and the punishments that are given over to them to decide. Hilchos Eid, the laws of testimony. Hilchos Mam, the laws of rebellion, of the rebellious person. Hilchos Eid, the laws of mourning. And Hilchos Melachim Muhammad, the laws of the kings and of their wars, which are all in the judges category. Hilchos Sanhedrin, laws of the High Court, V'Anoshen HaMasrun Lehem, and the punishments that are given over to them. Yesh B'chalon Shleshem Mitzvahs. In the category, there's 30 commandments. Esem Mitzvah Seh, 10 positive commandments. Esem Mitzvahs Leh Seh, and 20 negative prohibitions. But then, these are the specifics of number one, Lamanah Shevetim, to appoint judges. Beis number two, Shleh Lamanah's dying, not to appoint the judge. Any day of Derech HaMishpat does not know the path of judgment. Gimel number three, Lintis Achiram, to tilt the judgment after the majority, Im Nechleh HaShevetim, if the judges disagree. Dal number four, Shleh Larig, not to kill, Im Rabbah Mechuyavim Mish Echad, if the majority that hold the lot that he's liable just by one judge more, Achi Yasser Shneim, until there has to be two more judges that hold he's liable to execute him. He number five, Shloi Lamet Chayva, that he shouldn't be able to learn something that would find him guilty, Mishlim Etzchus B'din Nefashas. If regarding capital punishment, one judge had already said that he's not guilty, he cannot change his mind to say he's guilty. Vav number six, Larag Beskila, to execute someone who's liable to be stoned. Zayin number seven, Larag Besreva, to execute someone who's liable to be burnt. Ches number eight, Larag Besef, to execute someone who's liable for beheading. Test number nine, Larag Bechanik, to execute someone who's liable to be strangulated. Yud number 10, Litlis, to hang the one who is executed. Yud Alf number 11, Likba Haneg B'yam Regasai, but to bury the one who was killed on the day that he was killed. Yud Beis number 12, Shleiton Neblasi, that his dead body should not be hanging on the tree overnight. Yud Gimel 13, Shleachas Mechashiv, not to keep alive someone who is a sorcerer. Yud Dalet 14, Lahalkas LaRasha, to give lashes to a wicked person. Tezvav 15, Shlo Yisabak Koizalek, but not to give an extra lash for the one who's liable for lashes. Yudvav 16, Shlo Laharg Noki, not to kill someone who's innocent, Bu'um Nadas, by just estimating and assuming that's what happened if it wasn't clearly seen. Yudzayin 17, Shlo Lanish Anus, not to punish someone who was coerced to do the sin. Yudchas 18, Shlo Lachas Al Harik Chaveiro Irchilabai, not to have compassion on someone who kills his friend or who injures him. Yudtes 19, Shlo Lacham Al Adal Badin, not to have compassion on the poor when it comes to his court case. Chav 20, Shlo Lahadigol Badin, not to glorify the great one in the judgment. Chafal 21, Shlo Lahatzah Adin Al Balabes, not to tilt the judgment regarding sinners, Afa Peshochet, even though there's a sinner, now that I distort the law against them. Chav Beis 22, Shlo Lahavu Mishpat, in general, not to pervert judgment. Chav Gimel 23, Shlo Lahatzah Mishpat Ger Yosem, not to tilt the judgment of a convert, an orphan. Chav Dal 24, Lishpat B'tzedik, to judge with righteousness. Chav Hei 25, Shlo Lihira Badin Me'ish Zorei, not to be afraid when it comes to a court case from a powerful person. Chav 26, Shlo Likach Sheikh, not to take a bribe. Chavzayin 27, Shalilisa Shem Hashem, not to accept a false report, which includes when the other litigant is not there. Chavches 28, Shalilakal Hadai, not to curse the judge. Chavtes 29, Shalilakal Anosi, not to curse the king. Lamed 30, Shalilakal Odom Shabbani Yisrael Hashem, not to curse any other upstanding Jew. Chavzayin, the laws of testimony. Yesh B'chol and Shemayin Mitzvahs, in the category there's 8 commandments. Shosh Mitzvahs say, 3 positive commandments. Chavzayin Mitzvahs Leh say, and 5 negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. Alf number 1, Lahoy Bevezin Lamisha Yidei Loi Eidis, to testify in court for someone that he knows testimony for. Beis number 2, Lidra V'lach Eidim, to investigate and to check out thoroughly the witnesses that they're saying the truth. Gimel number 3, Shlo Yoyer Ha'eid, that the witness should not rule B'din Zeh, in this court case, Shehid or Lav B'din Nefesh, that he had testified regarding capital punishment, he cannot now become a judge. Dal number 4, Shlo Yokum Dover Be'edus Echad, not to substantiate any halacha regarding the testimony of one person. Hey number 5, Shlo Yod Balavera, that a sinner should not testify. Vav number 6, Shlo Yod Karb, that a relative should not testify. Zayin number 7, Shlo Yod B'Sheka, not to testify falsely. Ches number 8, Lasa Le'id Zayim Kesh Zayim, to do to the plotting witness who was found to be a liar what he had plotted to do to the defendant. Hechazmam, the laws of the rebellious person. Yesh B'chlon Teisha Mitzvahs. In the category, there's 9 commandments. Shosh Mitzvahs say, you have 3 positive commandments. B'shesh Mitzvahs say, and you have 6 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1. Las Sapiat Torah Shiyim Bez Nagoda, to do based on the Torah that the High Court tells you what to do. Bez number 2, Shalai Losim Adabrim, not to turn away from their words. Gimel number 3, Shalai Losim Adabrim, not to add on to the Torah. Lebe Mitzvah B'Ksav, not in the written laws. Lebe Purushin Shalmanim B'Yashmu, not in their interpretation that we learned from tradition, what's called the Torah Shabbat. Dal number 4, Shlo Legrem Nakal, not to diminish from this whole Torah. Hey number 5, Shlo Lekal Abaim, not to curse one's father or mother. Vav number 6, Shlo Lehakas Abaim, not to hit one's father or mother. Zayin number 7, Lechabed Abaim, to honor a father or mother. Ches number 8, Leyidim Abaim, to have fear from one's father or mother. And test number 9, Shlo Yaben, that the son shouldn't be a Soyer Meir, rebellious and irrespectful Al Kail Abaim, regarding the voice of his father and his mother, which is unique halacha called the Ben Soyer Meir. Hechazeb, the laws of mourning. Yesh b'chalan arba mitzvahs in the category. There's four commandments. Achas mitzvah. One is a positive commandment. The shalosh mitzvahs and three negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Album number one, l'sabla kraven, to mourn over relatives. V'afil koin, and even a koin mistame makes himself tame u'misabla kraven, and he mourns for relatives. V'einod misabla aluru gebezim, but no one's allowed to mourn over someone who's executed by the courts. Well, fizek halat halachas el b'sefer. That's why I included these halachas in this sefer, which talks about judges. Kotoma when they execute someone. Shehem me'in kvuda b'yamisa, which is related to the halacha of burial on the day of the death. Shehem mitzvah, which is a positive commandment. That's what we're talking about here, the halachas of Abel. Based on the Matushla, yitam me'koin gul la'kraven, that the high priest should not make himself tummy to relatives when they pass away. Gimel number three, shle yikonis im'amis b'oil, not to go into the same room as a dead person. Dal number four, shle yitam me'koin hetil nefesh odem, that a regular coin should not make himself tummy to a dead person, ila kraven b'vad, only if it's relatives. Hilchas melachim u'melchames. And the last halacha, it's the halacha of kings and their wars. Yesh b'chalal and shalosh v'esem mitzvahs. In the category, there are 23 mitzvahs. Esem mitzvahs haseh, 10 positive commandments, u'shleish esem mitzvahs leseh, and 13 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number one, l'manas melech mi'Yisrael, to appoint a king from the Jewish people. Beis number two, shleiman mikal gerim. He should not be appointed from the assembly of comrades. Cannot be from those who converted. Gimel number three, shleiyabali nashim. Should not increase the amount of wives that he has. Dal number four, shleiyabali susim. Not increase the amount of horses that he has. Hey, number five, shleiyabali kesef zov. Should not increase the amount of gold and silver that he has. Lo number six, lahachim sheva amamin. To wipe out the seven nations that inhabited Canaan. Zion number seven, shleilahachis men neshama. Not to keep any life from them alive. Ches number eight, limchaz zara shel amalek. To wipe out the descendants of Amalek. Test number nine, liskem hashalas amalek. To remember what Amalek did. Yud number ten. Not to forget his bad actions, and that he lay in ambush for us. Yud Aleph, number 11, not to dwell in the land of Egypt. Yud Beis, number 12, to send a peaceful greeting to those, to make peace for those who live in the city when they're laying, when we're laying siege on them. And to practice the halacha regarding them as is explicit in the Torah, if they're agreeing to make peace or if they're not agreeing to make peace. Yigimel 13, but the exceptions are Amon Moav, those people, we don't seek to make peace with them first when we're laying siege to their cities. Yudal 14, not to destroy fruit-bearing trees when we're laying siege. Tesvav 15, lahaskin yod, to prepare an area, that those who are in the camp could go out, to go ahead and relieve themselves. Yudvav 16, lahaskin yosid lachbaboy, to prepare some type of a shovel that they could dig over there to cover their excrement. Yudzayin 17, l'mashayach kayin, to anoint a priest. L'dabav ozne anshe hatzava, to speak in the ears of the soldiers, b'shas ha'mochama, at a time of war. Yudchas 18, lis, ma'oris, that it should be that someone who's engaged, b'yin ha'yibinyo, building a house, v'neteh kerem, and he's planting a vineyard, that they should be smichim ha'kinyon, n'shonuk mima, they should rejoice with their acquisition for a full year. Ma'zin ha'sa ha'mochama, and we take them away from the war to go ahead and instead rejoice for that year. Yotes 19, Shalalavar, Ali and Dabba, not to pass over them anything. Velayetsu, they shouldn't go out. Afilu tzachayir, even for city needs, v'tzachaygdud, and needs of the troops, but similar things. No, these people, they have to be busy with their things, they have to rejoice for the year. Chav 20, Shalalavitz, not to be afraid. V'lachz l'achr b'shas mochama, and to run backwards, to flee at a time of war with the enemy. Chavav 21, Din Yifastar, the laws of the beautiful maiden. Chavbez 22, Shalalavitz, Yifastar, that the beautiful maiden that's taken by the Jewish soldiers should not be sold. Chav Gimel 23, Shleich B'Shen La'Avdus, not to subdue her for slavery, Achar Shenebula, after that he already cohabited with her. Nimtzu comes out, Kol HaMitzvahs Nachlot B'Zeh B'Zeh, all the mitzvahs that are included in this Sefer of Shaftim, Arba B'Shivim are 74. Mehen Sheva V'Esem Mitzvahseh, from them there's 27 positive commandments, V'Sheva V'Arba Mitzvahseh, and there's 47 negative prohibitions. Nimtzu comes out, Kol HaLochis, Shala Arba Asa Sefer, all the quantity of the halachas of the 14 Sevachim of the Yad HaChazak of the Mishnah Torah, Asholush Ushmoinim halachas are 83 halachas. V'ata Ask Lavar Mishpatei Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Now says the Rambam, I'm going to start explaining the laws of every single one of these mitzvahs, which we went through the Targum Mitzvah, and we decided which halachas are based on that and how to categorize them. V'chol Adin HaNiglol Mima Minyana, and all the laws that are included in it from the topic, I'll say the halachas in the order of the halachas, Be'ezer Shakei, with the help of Hashem.